The Divine Order of Growth, October 2. For the earth bringeth forth fruit of herself, first the blade, then the ear, after that the full corn in the ear. He who gave this parable created the tiny seed, gave it its vital properties, and ordained the laws that govern its growth. And the truths which the parable teaches were made a living reality in his own life. In both his physical and his spiritual nature he followed the divine order of growth illustrated by the plant, as he wishes all youth to do. In childhood he did the works of an obedient child. But at each stage of his development he was perfect, with the simple, natural grace of a sinless life. The parable of the seed reveals that God is at work in nature. There is life in the seed, there is power in the soil. But unless an infinite power is exercised day and night, the seed will yield no returns. Every seed grows, every plant develops, by the power of God. The germination of the seed represents the beginning of spiritual life, and the development of the plant is a beautiful figure of Christian growth. As in nature, so in grace, there can be no life without growth. The plant must either grow or die. As its growth is silent and imperceptible, but continuous, so is the development of the Christian life. At every stage of development our life may be perfect, yet if God's purpose for us is fulfilled, there will be continual advancement. Sanctification is the work of a lifetime. As our opportunities multiply, our experience will enlarge, and our knowledge increase. We shall become strong to bear responsibility, and our maturity will be in proportion to our privileges. The plant grows by receiving that which God has provided to sustain its life. It sends down its roots into the earth. It drinks in the sunshine, the dew, and the rain. It receives the life-giving properties from the air. So the Christian is to grow by cooperating with the divine agencies. As the plant takes root in the soil, so we are to take deep root in Christ. As the plant receives the sunshine, the dew, and the rain, we are to open our hearts to the Holy Spirit. By constantly relying upon Christ as our personal Savior, we shall grow up into Him in all things, who is our head. 4.